to help our paramounts for the Lord's Supper. Sopranos only.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to pay the precious treasure. Searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to
blessing to be here today. It's always a blessing to be with God's people, and it's always a blessing to be able to worship God and serve God and sing to Him. You know, we use that word blessing quite a bit in our vocabulary. Sometimes you'll hear it, someone will ask, "How are you doing?" And the response will be, "Blessed." Or we'll say, "We've been blessed beyond anything we could ever imagine. God has blessed us greatly." I think we use it a lot, but I think rarely do we pause long enough to understand what that word truly means and what we're actually saying when it means we are blessed. The word blessed has really several different meanings, and some of the more popular ones include to be made holy or to be consecrated, to be set aside, to be held in reverence, to enjoy happiness, or to bring pleasure. And we use that word in many of those different ways. When we say we are blessed, typically what we are saying is we are happy. We have a lot of pleasures, a lot of things in this life. We are truly blessed people. But it's when things are going well that it's the easiest to remember just how blessed we really are. Most people would say that we are blessed because we have good health, we have good families, we have good jobs and good friends. So we say we are blessed. We say that we have a good God, a wonderful Savior. We have salvation from our sins, and so we are blessed. And all those things are true. But if we're really being honest with ourselves, we live in a dark and sinful world. Not everyone, not even everyone in this room, has good health. Not everybody in this room has a good family or maybe even good friends. And sometimes we know we should feel blessed because it's what God expects of us and maybe what others expect of us. But sometimes we don't feel blessed because of whatever it is we're going through. And sometimes we're having to deal with the loss of a loved one. And how can we possibly be blessed through that? Maybe you're dealing with a sickness that is incurable or could be deadly. And how can you possibly feel blessed when you're having to go through that? And sometimes we don't feel blessed when we lose jobs or we have financial troubles. And it's easy to get discouraged by the morality and the direction that we feel like this country and maybe even this world are headed. It's easy, especially this time of year, to get lost in the politics. Who's going to be better? What's going to be better? And where this country's headed? It's easy to get so wrapped up in work schedules and sports schedules and school schedules that sometimes it feels like life is just so difficult and the only option is just to give up. And how can we even possibly call ourselves blessed? Sometimes it's hard to remember that you and I are chosen. And in the midst of all the darkness, in the midst of all the sin of this world, in the midst of all these horrible things that might be going on around us, you and I have been chosen by God. Not because we're anything special, not because we've done anything to deserve to be chosen, but each and every single person that has ever walked the face of this earth has been chosen by God. God wants them. He wants you. He wants me to be with Him for eternity. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 10 says, "We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Isn't that one of the definitions of blessed? To be made holy? And there the Hebrew writer tells us that we have been made holy through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By being baptized for the remission of sins, we have been set apart. We have been saved. We have been consecrated, as the word blessed means. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5 says that we have been predestined to adoption through Jesus Christ. He chose us. We have been consecrated and set apart by God. We are blessed. And it's in those darkest times. Some of us maybe have never been through dark times. Some of you are in the middle of dark times now. Some of you maybe have made it through your dark times. But it's in those darkest times where we realize one thing. God will take care of us. God has always been there to guide His people through the storms. He's always been there to shepherd us and lead us. God loves us. He sent His Son for us so that we could spend eternity with Him. I know there's dark times in this world. I know there's sickness. I know there's pain. But even in the midst of all those things, we could say we are blessed. Because we've been chosen by God. We're going to sing songs here that say, God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace, when we have humbly sought His name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. We're going to sing a song called Days of Elijah. There's going to be one thing that we say over and over and over again in that song. There is no God like Jehovah. That's our God. There's no God like Jehovah, but yet that's the God, Jehovah, who picked us, who adopted us, who chose us, who makes us blessed. We've truly been blessed by a God who loves us and wants to spend eternity with us. When we sing these songs, let's sing like we are a blessed people. A blessed group of people that loves God and wants to bless His name, sing to His name, and spend eternity with Him in heaven.
God will take care of you. Oh, so me. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Our next song will be The Blessed Life. No, blessed, blessed, blessed are we whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought His name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness. And we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we whom God has blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought His name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness. And we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. When we have humbly sought His name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness. Blessed are we, whom God is blessed with mercy, comfort, and peace. We have humbly sought His name to confess, hungered and sought His righteousness. And we are blessed, blessed, blessed are we, whom God is blessed with mercy. Hunger and sorrow, righteousness.
song we'll sing is Blessed Assurance. Let's go ahead and stand for these next two songs.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior for all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Next song we'll sing is Days of Elijah. On this part, where there's no God like Jehovah, we'll start real low and we'll build as we go through. Just be careful not to raise too much on each verse.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and storm, still we are the voice in the desert, way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in your world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and down to Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. So lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Please be seated. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, we come to you now, thanking you so much for this opportunity you've given us all this morning to come out and sing praises to you and hear lessons preached to us. We thank you so much. We pray, Lord, that our singing is praiseworthy, and we pray for those that can't be with us this morning that are sick. We pray that you'll be with them and bless them with good health in the future. And we thank you so much, Lord, for all the blessings that you've given us. But we thank you most of all for the blessing of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for sending him to die for us. And we pray that you'll forgive us of our sins. It's through his name we pray. Amen.
We've been blessed with a lot in our lives. And I think there'd be very few people that would argue that point. There's many of us that have good health, and like we already talked about, good families, good friends, good jobs. We have a church family here that we worship with. There's just a lot to be thankful for in our lives. And very often, when we talk about being blessed, we look at the things that we have to be thankful for, and those are the reasons why we are blessed. But sometimes I think we just get so busy in our lives that we forget just how truly blessed we really are. There's a poem on the back of the bulletin. And if you have the bulletin, you can read along with me. But for those of you that didn't get one, I just want to read. It's a simple thing. It's really not a biblical poem. But I think it helps put things in perspective on maybe some things that are often complaints, just for us to realize how blessed we really are. It's titled, "I Am Thankful." I am thankful for the wife who says it's hot dogs tonight because she is home with me and not out with someone else. For the husband who is on the sofa being a couch potato because he is home with me and not out at the bars. For the teenager who is complaining about doing dishes because it means she is at home, not on the streets. For the taxes I pay because it means I am employed. For the mess to clean after a party because it means I've been surrounded by friends. For the clothes that fit a little too snug because it means I have enough to eat. For my shadow that watches me work because it means I am out in the sunshine. For a lawn that needs mowing, windows that need cleaning, and gutters that need fixing because it means I have a home. For all the complaining I hear about the government because it means we have freedom of speech. For the parking spot I find at the far end of the parking lot because it means I am capable of walking and I have been blessed with transportation. For my huge heating bill because it means I am warm. For the lady behind me in church who sings off key because it means I can hear her. For the pile of laundry and ironing because it means I have clothes to wear. For weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day because it means I've been capable of working. And for the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because it means I am alive. You know, so often what we do is we try to find everything that is wrong in our lives. We try to find the problems. We try to find the aches and the pains. We try to look at everything that has not gone our way or that has gone wrong in our lives, and we dwell on those things. We want people to dwell on those things with us instead of focusing on the part of the verse in Romans that says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Oftentimes, what we want is we want people to weep with those who are weeping, specifically us. But hopefully, what we can learn from today and what we can take with us throughout the rest of our lives is in everything, there is a blessing. We may not know what it is at the time. We may not understand why it is what we're going through at the time. But even in the darkness, there is blessing. In Psalm 112, starting in verse 1, it says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. It's talking about us, the people, the man there, it says, who fears the Lord and delights in His commandments. But in verse 4, it says something interesting. It says, unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. That is to the upright, those who, as we just read in verse 1, fear the Lord, follow His commandments. There arises light in the darkness. That tells me something. There will be dark times in life. There will be difficult times in life. There will be hard times. There will be times where we feel like giving up. There will be times where we question God. Maybe we question God's people. We question how we've been treated. We question our surroundings. There will be dark times. But to the upright, there arises light in the darkness. I think it's interesting that it was in the darkness of death that Christ came from the ground. It's in the darkness of our lives where I think God can be glorified the most. God has blessed us more than we can ever imagine. God is, as we'll sing in just a moment, God is the fount of every blessing. When was the last time we simply just paused to say thank you to God? Thank you for loving and setting me free. We have so much to be thankful for, and God is the reason for all of it. Yet the darkness of this world is trying to tell us to forget about God. One of Satan's greatest tools is that of deception. And each and every day, he is trying to deceive us, to show us that the world has darkened our spirits and has darkened our souls, and that God is the reason for it. And in turn, so many people are now questioning God, and questioning God's Son and the love that God has for His people. But it's in the darkness, to the upright arises light. We've been blessed with brothers and sisters in Christ. I think we forget what it really, that the blessing that it is to be able to come here on a Sunday morning, to have air conditioning on, to sit next to people that want to worship the same God we do, that want to worship Him the same way, that want to sing songs. Have you ever noticed that people won't be caught dead singing in front of people? It's embarrassing when someone sees us singing in the car, but yet we can gather here together and sing with one another. Some of the most intimate times we feel like are through prayer and reading God's Word, and religion is one of the most personal things that people have in their lives, and yet we have brothers and sisters that we can gather together with and share those things with. And what a blessing that is. We've been blessed by a tie that binds us together, the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been blessed with a wonderful Savior. We have been blessed with families and jobs and health and friends and so much more that this world can offer us. But most of all, we have been blessed because God has given us a chance at eternal life. He's given us a bond that holds us together, that runs through every single one of us through the blood of Christ. We're going to sing, thank you for what you have done in me. Thank you for washing our sins away. As we sing these next songs, let us sing with thankfulness. Because each and every single person in here, we're at different stages in life and we're all going through different troubles and different hardships. I don't think anyone has an easy life. But each and every single one of us can find blessings in darkness. And it's unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Let's be a blessing to each other as we sing these songs. Let's be a blessing to God. And let's praise Him with our voices now.
the fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee. Never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Next song will be Thank You, Lord. No soul, for all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do, for all that you've promised and that you are, is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, gratefully thank you, for all that you give, I will thank you, for mercies abundant and new, you've changed me completely, your will can do. With blessings so loving and true, Jesus, I thank you, and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, gratefully thank you,
blessed be the tie that bonds.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is light to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our tear when we asunder part. It gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and home to meet again.
Next song is What the Lord Has Done in Me. Sopranos and altos only at first.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I see. It's what the Lord has done in me.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will wade. There my sins are washed away from the heaven's mercy stream of the Savior's love for me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again.
You know, our culture has something about being clean. When we see something dirty, we expect it to be cleaned. If any of us were to go walk around downtown today and walk around the square and all the trash cans are overflowing with trash and there's trash on the streets and overflowing down the side, we would probably want to tell someone about it. We want that to be cleaned up. There's a staple in almost every house here in this country. There's a few staples. One is a bathtub or shower. Why? Because we want to be clean. We know that when we're dirty, we want to be clean. One of the first things that Brooke says to me as soon as I come in from cutting the grass, go take a shower. All right, get clean. There's another staple in our house that washes our clothes. Why? Because we don't want to wear dirty clothes. We expect them to be clean. There's another staple in our house, in most houses, a dishwasher. Why? Because no one wants to eat off dirty dishes. We expect them to be clean. And we have this thing in our society about it needs to be clean. There's a hair in the food at the restaurant, we send it back. If there's a dried piece of food on your plate at the restaurant, we send it back. It's not clean. We expect things to be clean. We want things to be clean. Would you use a dirty cleaning rag to go clean your floors or your tables or your counters? No, you want a clean cleaning rag that gets dirty, and then you wash it and make it clean again. You know, there are a lot of blessings in my life. I think I've been blessed with a wonderful family, a wonderful wife, two healthy boys. In regards to a job, I know many people don't view church as a job, but this is my job, and I think I've been blessed with a good church family and a good place to work. And I've been blessed to be able to preach the gospel and be supported for that. I've been blessed with a lot of good things in this life. But if there's one blessing that outweighs them all, it's the blessing that I have had a chance to be cleaned. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin." You know, all of us start out in this world as something that is pure and innocent. It's almost like taking a fresh white shirt out of its package for the first time. It's nice. It smells good. It's clean. But through life, our cleanliness starts to become stained. Starts to become dirty with the dirt and the filth of sin. And eventually, something's going to happen to where our souls, ourselves, will get so dirty that we're going to make a choice to either do something about it and clean it, which I think is the logical thing coming from the society that we live in. We value cleanliness. But yet, the question remains, why do so many people decide not to clean the sin off of their souls? Why do so many people continue to live in sin, continue to add to the dirt and the filth that sin brings to life? Why not clean it? Why not be washed in the waters of baptism? Not that, as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3, not that the waters of baptism is the cleansing of the filth of the flesh. That's not what we're talking about. But it's the cleansing of the soul. That is the conscience. And something that hits me here in Romans chapter 6 is more than the baptism and more than what it means to be baptized into Christ. But it's the difference between the old and the new man that is talked about in verse 6. Our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. That is, we have been cleaned from our sins. But if there's an old man, it means that there has to be something new. That when that old, dirty, filthy thing is clean, it will be like it was brand new. It will be like you're just pulling that white shirt fresh out of the package again. And to me, that's one of the greatest blessings I have in my life. I'm sure there are people somewhere, if they hear that I'm a preacher, would be shocked. And I'm sure there are probably some of you here this morning that if people found out you are a Christian and you go to church every Sunday, they'd be shocked. Maybe because they knew you 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Maybe because you're currently living in sin. Maybe because we're just plain dirty people. That's our nature, to be dirty. And we want to be clean. At least, that's the logical thing to do. We want to be clean. My question for you is, have you considered what a blessing it is to have the opportunity to have water right here to be cleaned so that you can wash the filth and the dirt and the grime of sin away, so that you can say wholeheartedly that that was the old man and the new man is somebody that wants to serve God, that wants to live out the blessings that God has given us. To me, that is the greatest blessing we have. Because it's without that blessing, if we don't have the opportunity to be cleaned, then we don't have the opportunity to spend eternity in heaven. You know, we all talk about the opportunity and the blessing of what heaven will be like. We all talk about wanting to be in heaven someday. But how many of us have taken the necessary steps to ensure that that is where we will end up? How many of us have cleansed ourselves from this world to know that we can enter in to heaven? You know, Brooke and I, we were sitting at the breakfast table this morning and Landon was there. And the kids get a little card in their Bible classes. And Landon always loves to talk about his card. He says, read the card to me, read the card. So we were reading the card to Landon that he got in Bible class last week. And it just so happened that last week the kids talked about being clean, about the priests and the sacrifices. They had to be clean. And we were kind of going through, Brooke's teaching him this quarter downstairs, and so Brooke was going through some of the older lessons that they had gone through, and we were talking about the importance of being clean for God, that we want our lives to be clean. Part of that is obeying God. And we talked about Nadab and Abihu and how they didn't obey God. They weren't clean, so to speak. They didn't obey. And Brooke asked Landon the question. She says, where do people go who obey God? Landon said, heaven. I said, yeah, that's right. I mean, a three-year-old understands that. But then he asked a question that made Brooke and I just look at each other. And he said, where did Nadab and Abihu go? He knew they didn't obey God. He knew they weren't clean. So where did they go? Of course, Brooke threw me under the bus and she said, Dad, right, where do they go? And I said, well, they just don't get to be with God. We all want to be with God. We have that blessing waiting for us. We all have the blessing of having the opportunity to be cleansed. But if we don't obey God and we don't live the clean life, that is, as we read about in Psalm 112, the man who fears the Lord and delights greatly in His commandments, then quite simply, we don't get to be with God. And we'll miss out on that eternal blessing. We are blessed people. We are blessed with earthly things, but more importantly, we are blessed with spiritual things. We're blessed to have one another in our lives. We're blessed, if you're a member here, to have this church family, a good church family, one that's not arguing, one that's not fighting, but one that simply wants to worship God because we're blessed people. We're blessed to have the families we have. We're blessed to have the jobs we have. We're blessed in so many different areas. And for those of you who have already made the decision to be baptized in the waters of baptism, have that filth washed away and be cleansed, you understand what that blessing feels like. But there might be some of you here this morning that have never felt what that blessing is, that have never felt what it means to have a cleansed conscience towards God, have never felt what it means to be part of the Lord's people, to be added to the Lord's church, as we read about in Acts chapter 2. You have never felt what it means to be the new man, to have your sins washed away. Well, here's an opportunity to have that blessing, to have all those things done away with and start living as the new man that we read about in Romans chapter 6. If you need to give your life to Christ, come to Him today. We're going to sing a song, Just As I Am. Come just as you are and let Christ change you into who He wants you to be. Come now as we stand and as we sing.
will be the last song we sing today. Some of our voices are worn out, maybe feeling a little bit tired. This last song we'll be singing, praising God. Blessed be His name for all the things He's done for us. Sing out with everything you have.
Doso mi, blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering, there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Closing prayer followed by some announcements.